Caravan Migrants, What Are We Supposed to Do in Honduras If There's No Work? By John Binder on October 22, 2018. Migrants traveling with the 7,000-strong caravan headed to the U.S.-Mexico border to overwhelm the country's asylum and immigration system are admitting that they are merely foreign workers looking for jobs. Migrants with the caravan, many of whom are previously deported illegal aliens, recently admitted to the Washington Post in interviews that they are economic migrants, not asylum seekers. Evan Mata, a 21-year-old previously deported illegal alien, told the Post that his travels with the caravan to the southern border are about getting a U.S. job, which is not an eligible claim for asylum. "We are workers," Mata said. "What are we supposed to do in Honduras if there's no work?" Another previously deported illegal alien with the migrant caravan, Job Reyes, told the Post that his looking to get back into the U.S., like Mata's, was about securing a job, not asylum. "I don't know what they expect about us," Reyes said. "But basically what we want is to have a better opportunity, to have a job, you know?" Migrants with the caravan interviewed by NBC News similarly admitted that their goal in marching through the country's southern border was to look for jobs, as Breitbart News reported. NBC News admitted in their report on the migrant that she hopes to reach the U.S. and find work to send money back home. President Trump on Monday announced that he would begin the process of cutting off foreign aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador for their inability to stop the migrant caravan from marching up to the U.S.-Mexico border. The president also called the caravan a national emergency. The Central American countries receive more than $500 million in federal aid from the U.S. every year. Trump has not yet indicated how much of that federal aid will be cut. Breitbart Texas reported that the migrant caravan stormed through Mexico last week, tearing down a border barrier in the process as they cross from Guatemala to Mexico. Less than 6 months ago, a similar migrant caravan was allowed to cross into the U.S. with weak asylum claims despite threats from President Trump of closing down the border. Many migrants from that caravan are now illegal aliens living in the U.S. as they await their asylum hearings. Currently, the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million legal and illegal immigrants every year, with more than 70% coming to the country through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.